1 hour to go. Nick Wilson, Spencer German on Afternoon Drive. Browns programming coming up in 1 hour's time. I actually mean it this time. We do have overtime with Jonathan Peterlin, with actually Jonathan Peterlin coming up tonight as well. Make sure to stay tuned to my boy JP. But right now, another one of my guys, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland Schmier Jewelry Store. He now joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Daryl, hi. How you doing? What's up?
Good, guys. Good, guys. How are you?
So you're at the Cavaliers game. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, going to watch LeBron and Bronny tonight. See how they look together.
Do you expect a Bronny tribute video?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. I kind of feel like they've done enough tributes for now. And then I think they need to save the good stuff for when LeBron retires.
For, like,
but I'm
everybody?
Sure gonna be, no, I'm sure there's going to be some sort of, it wouldn't shock me if there is some sort of acknowledgement of LeBron's contribution to the 2016 Cavaliers.
Daryl, with this game tonight, it's one of these games that feels like it's an actual test for the Cavs. You know, first three games were a little bit softer schedule-wise. And then the next game was kind of the start of this tougher part of their schedule. How long or how deep into the season do you need to get to kind of feel like what the Cavs are showing you offensively is going to stick and this is kind of their identity?
I'd probably say first quarter of the season. So maybe, you know, through Christmas, the turn of the calendar in the new year. And Kenny Atkinson talked about before the game, still kind of feeling some stuff out on that end of the floor. He acknowledged that with the way things have worked, honestly, they've actually been able to cover up some mistakes that have been made. And that's obviously a credit to the guys on the floor. But, yeah, I kind of feel like I always like that quarter post. That's usually when I get a pretty good feel of what things are going to look like for the home stretch. But the early returns for these first four games, guys, nothing but positive for me. I really like what I've seen. I like the pace. I like the spacing. I like the usage of the core four. I think that if this is, if they're able to maintain this going forward, I think this is going to be a very fun basketball season for Cavaliers fans.
Daryl, looking to the Browns here today, Kevin Stefanski said that Jameis, his plan is Jameis is the starter going forward, but it's football. We're all day to day. Should I pay attention to the he's the starter or the couching of it?
I would say Kevin Stefanski's 10 quarterbacks deep, so he's not going to make any type of assumptions or put anything in stone, but the plan is that Jameis Winston will start from now until the end of the season. And then, hopefully, there aren't any issues with health and availability. So the plan, and I think that that's what Kevin was trying to get at. I don't necessarily, Nick, think he was trying to couch anything. I just think he was trying to leave a little wiggle room for what always seems to happen to the Cleveland Browns when they do have a quarterback plan. It always goes wrong and goes south for one reason or another. So the plan is that Jameis Winston is the starting quarterback for this football team until the end of the season.
Daryl, we talked last night, I know, about just DeJuan Jones and how well he played at the left tackle spot, which took some people by surprise. We had talked to Ross Tucker about it earlier, and he kind of said, listen, I wouldn't go back to Jet Wills. Like, I would see what DeJuan Jones has the rest of the year. Do you think with DeJuan playing as well as he did on Sunday, does this officially sort of mark the end of the Jet Wills experiment in your eyes?
Well, it's not much of an experiment. I mean, the guy was taken in the first round of the 2020 draft, and he's been here 5 years. I think the experiment's over. I think we know the results of the experiment at this point. So
it's called Afternoon Drive, baby.
I would stick with DeJuan at left tackle. I really liked what I saw from him. Look, I acknowledge I was hard on him early in the season. And the reason I was hard on him is because I watched him last year. I know what the guy's capable of doing. And quite frankly, the first five games at right tackle when he was filling in for Jack Conklin, he wasn't up to that standard. Thus, I was critical of him. But if he plays the way he did Sunday against the Ravens going forward, yeah, I think there's a conversation to be had that the Browns have their left tackle.
Daryl, does the game and the outcome of it on Sunday depend, or does the Browns and whether they're sellers or not depend on the outcome of this game on Sunday?
I think they're sellers no matter what, Nick. I think the outcome of the game Sunday depends on the size of the sale, if that makes sense, right? I see a scenario where they could trade Za'Darius Smith. We talked to Greg Newsome today in the locker room. Obviously, his name has been in trade rumors the last couple of years. His fifth-year option's picked up. He's under contract next year. I kind of don't like the idea of trading cornerbacks in a passing league. Some of these other guys that are on these one-year type of contracts, like a guy like Elijah Moore, if you can get something for him, based on what they've gotten from him since that trade with the Jets, I don't think I could really sit here and argue with you over that. So I think the outcome of Sunday's game will determine how much Andrew Berry tries to sell on Tuesday.
Given how the Joe Flacco experience went last year and then they didn't bring him back in the offseason, do you think the Cavs, the Browns would consider actually bringing Jameis back next year as the team's starting quarterback and maybe as like a bridge to a rookie or just to maybe even lead the group while they still try to maximize this window that they feel they have with a talented roster?
Well, I mean, if he plays well, I mean, that's obviously, the caveat, right? I mean, if he plays the way Joe Flacco did in the regular season, I'm emphasizing that. I know what happened in the playoff game. But if he plays like Joe Flacco did and the team responds to him the way the team responded to Joe Flacco, I think they have to. I don't think there's any, I realize dollars and cents and cap are involved. Deshaun's got him pretty much jammed up for the next couple of years here in both regards, and there's no escape hatch. But I absolutely would, if Jameis plays well the rest of the way, I would absolutely want to bring him back to be a bridge quarterback of some sort. I said this on the podcast that Andy Baskin and I recorded today. My initial thought is you do maybe a 2 or 3 year type contract with Jameis, front load cash, try and kick the cap number down the road as much as you can because your cap space is so pressure right now. But also, too, give yourself an eject button after next season in case, things don't go as well as you anticipate. So that's what I would do if I was in Andrew Berry's shoes.
Daryl, if I set the over-under for Bronny James tonight at a half a point, you take it the over, you take it the under?
Is he even going to play tonight? I'll throw you the over on that. I could see him getting a bucket here tonight. Sure, why not?
All right, so if I put it at 2.5.
Then I'm taking the under.
Daryl, excellent stuff, buddy. We know we're going to let you back to as you're covering the Cavs for us tonight, so we appreciate you, buddy. Great stuff as always.
Thanks, Daryl.
I just need to know, did Spencer get the security footage to find out who ate all those peeps yesterday?
Nick says it wasn't him.
No, why did you say it? Like, that's an accusation. All right? Listen, I am the man who owns things. I do not run away from it. So if there's a stench in the air because somebody broke wind, I'll say it was me. If I ate the peeps, I would have said it already.
Nick is proud of the diabetes, okay? And that's what I tried to explain to Spencer last night when he tried to put it on you, Nick. I had your back, Nick. Remember that.
I don't run from the beatus, mostly because I can't run. Daryl, be good, buddy.
Thanks, Daryl.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Shabin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
That is the next natural step, by the way.
What?
I have to get the security
diabetes
footage now. No. Well, yeah, that, but if I want to find out who actually ate the peep, we gotta get the security footage.
I think it's a big assumption that those cameras actually work.
Like one
I
day
know these cameras work.
One day somebody's gonna call the bluff, and I'm like, I'm gonna get like pistol whipped outside the station, and they're gonna be like, "You got the security camera, right?" And they're like, "Well, we got the cameras, but we don't record. Like that takes a terabyte
like,
of information.
Can you just come back in the studio and hit me again so we can actually capture it on the cameras?"
Yeah.
Here?
Like, well, okay. What about the ones inside the actual Halley building itself? Those also do not work. You called her bluff. You get out of jail free card here. Now, that being said, I'm going to call her. I think I'm locking it in. Bronny's getting the first bucket tonight.
The first bucket?
Yeah, the first bucket in Cleveland.
Okay. You twisted it at the end. Okay, you weaseled your way out of it.
I totally forgot that he scored a bucket already. See, I own it.
But I meant more so, the way you worded it made it sound like the first bucket of the game. I was like, he's starting the game?
Oh, no, I meant he's going to get his first bucket.
His first bucket is
cool. He hasn't scored. He hasn't scored
yet. I thought he did score.
Ah!
Not in the regular season, no, he hasn't scored.
I thought he scored one at the end of that game.
Now I have to earn that apparently I'm a double-talking moron. But no, I'm calling it. He's going to get his first bucket in the NBA tonight, and it's going to be on his second shot because he won't make the first shot.
I hope that he goes up for his first bucket, and somebody like Tristan Thompson, who's close with LeBron, just like, does like a LeBron chase down style block and just swats the hell out of it.
Why don't you want Bronny to succeed?
It's not that I don't want to succeed. I just think it'd be really like it would be like one of those moments where it's like among friends they joke about it. Like, I didn't let your son get that one. That was funny, huh? Like him and LeBron can laugh about it later.
I think you're a spiteful person.
No, I don't have. I think
you look like a nice person because you're clean cut over there.
I have nothing against Bronny. I have a lot against Ryan Day. I don't have anything against Bronny.
Everybody thinks I'm the a-hole here. I think you're the real a-hole at 92.3 The Fan. 216-474-0092.
Not an a-hole enough to say the T word, but.
Okay, some things stay on Sons of the Shoe. Okay, when
forever.
We come back, when we come back,
you're gone.
Do you guys actually want? Are you watching tonight, hoping you see Bronny tonight? I'll give my part on what could be a big missed opportunity here. 92.3 The Fan.